Tonight's video is about a young teenager who is on a vacation with his parents in the middle of the woods at a cabin that his parents had bought. And while his parents take off to a local bar to enjoy themselves for a few hours, he comes across something so terrifying that we don't truly know if his story is real. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. I am an only child, with both my parents having a military background. My father was a retired Navy admiral, and my mother a field medic. Because of their loyal service to our country, we were pretty well off. So much so that my dad bought a nice getaway cabin in the middle of the woods. Being from the busy city, my parents loved to come visit this serene spot whenever they could. To me, though, this place was like getting thrown into prison. I was completely cut out from society and had absolutely nothing to do. You see, I've always been into gaming and technology. Since the cabin was in the middle of nowhere, though, things like internet were foreign. My parents didn't want me bringing any consoles either, so I always got stuck twiddling my thumbs. So I sat back in the car and dreaded arriving at my place of misery. Fortunately for me, I was able to snag one of my handhelds without my parents taking notice. Now, while they were out having fun, I could enjoy myself as well. We would arrive at the cabin around late evening. The sun was just about to go down, giving the sky a pretty orange glow. You should have seen my parents. They were so happy to finally make it. We would then unload our luggage and I would retreat to my dusty old room. There was absolutely nothing in here a teenager would enjoy. No TV, not even any books for the matter. To fight my boredom, I grabbed my handheld from my bag. I then laid in my squeaky bed and began to play. While there, I couldn't help thinking about how unfair this was. Like maybe if we at least had a pool, I could enjoy the getaway. This was a vacation. Everyone was supposed to be having fun, not just my mom and dad. Regardless of my complaining, I was still stuck here with little to no entertainment. After a while, I would hear a knock on my door. It was my mother, informing me that she and my dad were going out to a local barroom, the only establishment within miles of this crappy cabin. I was relieved to hear this, since now I could game uninterrupted. So of course I gave the thumbs up and told her to have a good time. My mom was a bit worried about leaving me alone, but I assured her that I'd be okay. Not long after this, they would head out, leaving me to enjoy some quality time to myself. I decided to take my handheld and go sit on the back porch. Here, there was a clear view of the luscious green forest. Even I had to admit that this was some beautiful scenery. I then put my feet up and played for what seemed like hours. The next time I looked up would be when my game died. At first, I thought this wouldn't be a big deal. A quick charge would fix this problem. As I went inside and searched my bag, however, I discovered something horrible. My charger was nowhere to be found. I would dig and dig, ultimately emptying the contents onto my bed. Sadly, though, there was nothing but clothes. Apparently, I failed to pack the charger to my handheld. Now, with the rage boiling over, I yelled out some rather inappropriate words. Thankfully, I was alone, as my folks don't tolerate such language. Needing to blow off some steam, I decided to take a walk into the woods. There were plenty of nice trails to explore around the cabin. By the time I went, it was almost dark, so my walk was going to be quick. Heaven knows, I didn't want to get lost in the woods when night fell. While trudging along, I began singing to myself out of boredom. I belted out the lyrics of several of my favorite tunes. While the words may not have been correct, it kept my mind occupied. After a while, I came upon an unfamiliar spot. Whereas most of the forest was green and filled with life, the area I found myself in was littered with dead trees. Not only that, but the air was heavy and gave off a putrid smell. Something about this part of the woods wasn't normal. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was time to go. I then attempted the turn back, but suddenly found myself stopping. A few yards in front of me stood a lone child. I couldn't make out much of his features, but he seemed to only be about 8 years old. I don't know what business a kid this young had in the woods, so I assumed he was lost. I would then call out to him, asking him if he needed any help. Instead of replying, though, he slowly turned away from me. I then watched as he disappeared deeper into the forest. Seeing as how this wasn't exactly normal, a chill ran down my spine. I then turned around and quickly made my way home. Whenever I returned to the cabin, it was pitch black dark. My parents hadn't made it home yet either. So, with nothing else to do, I went inside and took a shower. As the hot water rolled down my back, I couldn't get the thought of that child out of my mind. Why was he out in the woods so late? Where was his parents? Why did he turn away from me? It just didn't make any sense. I sincerely hoped that he would be found and returned to his family. After my shower, I went and sat on our old leather sofa. Still drying my hair, I instinctively looked for a TV remote. Unfortunately, though, I quickly remembered that such luxuries didn't exist here. So instead, I sat staring at the ceiling, wondering when my parents were coming back. I was also interested in knowing when this crappy vacay would end. As I trailed off in thought, I heard a sudden knock at the door. This was pretty strange, as I didn't see the headlights from my parents' vehicle. Not to mention, random visitors weren't something you got while staying at a cabin in the woods. So out of curiosity, I went to see who it was. I would casually open the door to greet this person like normal. When I did, however, my guest would be the opposite of that word. As standing before me were two young children, about 8 years old. In fact, one of them was the boy I had saw earlier. You'd think this wasn't cause for alarm, although you'd think wrong, as both of these children had eyes as black as coal. There was no pupils to speak of, just pure darkness instead. Before I had time to react, one of them spoke. A little girl in period clothing asked a question that made every hair on my body stand up. "May we come inside?" I would then slam the door in their faces and lock it. Next, I would run upstairs and grab my baseball bat my father kept in his closet. I didn't know if they were some sort of ghosts or demons, but I knew that I would not be one of their victims. I then found myself returning to the door and giving them a stern warning. I told them I didn't know what they wanted, but they needed to leave before they got hurt. Instead of getting a reply, I began to hear knocking from our back door. Though considering the situation, I knew it wouldn't be a knight in shining armor. Feeling cautious, I peeked out of a nearby window. as I did, my fear would turn to pure terror. There were two more of these black-eyed children standing at the back door. One boy and the other girl. They looked right at me with those evil eyes. Not knowing what else to do, I screamed out at them, telling them to go away or I'd call the cops. This didn't seem to bother them, however, as they just began to speak in unison, asking me the same question to let them in. I jumped back in horror, tightly clutching my wooden weapon. These kids were obviously evil. I didn't want them anywhere near me. Thinking on my feet, I found myself burying the front door with our leather couch. For the back, I would slide our washing machine in front of it, all the while trying to ignore the maddening knocking from these creatures. I felt safe for a moment, but this peace of mind would quickly dissipate. As at every window of our house, I began hearing the knocking. From what it sounded like, I was surrounded. Their little hands banging on every potential entrance to our cabin. As if that weren't bad enough, they all repeated the same thing. Let us in. Let us in. Let us in. Their words felt like they were invading my soul. With my opinions dwindling, I retreated to the living room. Standing there, all alone, I figured this was it for me. It would only be a matter of time before these things would break in and get me. Not wanting to go out without a fight, I challenged these demons. I shouted out that I'd show them no mercy if they entered my home. I could at least take a few of them out before my inevitable end. What happened next, however, would be nothing short of a miracle. I saw a set of headlights pulling up the driveway. Apparently, this bothered the little freaks, as their knocking ceased. Knowing my parents had returned, I happily let them in. Once inside, however, they looked at me like I was insane. Furniture moved all around, a baseball bat on the floor. Our summer home resembled that of a war zone. Wanting an explanation, I told them the whole story. How a horde of freakish kids had their cabin surrounded, calling out over and over for me to let them in. Naturally, my old-fashioned parents didn't believe me. They thought I was playing around out of boredom and made all this up. Regardless of what I said, they ended up scolding me. I even began to cry, but it didn't make no difference. My dad made me pull all the furniture back and clean everything up. I was then sent to bed after being reprimanded once more. Now alone in my room, I sat shaking in anger. I wasn't making any of this up. We weren't safe here. Those things were out there in the woods, surely waiting for their next chance to enter our home. I tried so hard to search for a solution, for a way to make them believe. My ploy wouldn't matter, though, as I heard a knock at the door. Knowing who it was, I hit the ground running. My parents couldn't let those things in. Who knows what would happen if they did? After what seemed like forever, I finally made it to our living room. What I found when I got there would prove to be absolutely horrifying. Sitting on our sofa were two of the black-eyed children. Standing over them were my mom and dad. I cried out at my parents to run, get away from those demons. Sadly, though, it was too late for them. As they turned to me, my jaw would drop. Where their eyes used to be were now a set of bloody holes. The black-eyed children would then smile at me, as if they had accomplished their goal. Now feeling more helpless than ever, I dropped to my knees. Meanwhile, the demonic children approached me with their arms extended. Knowing this was the end, I closed my eyes and accepted my fate. You know, it really sucks to die in a place I've always hated.